it's time to take the pulse of the plains. Welcome, folks, once again to the program we call What's On Your Mind. For good reason, we want to know what's on your mind. How do you tell us? A simple telephone call, an email. That's right. Maybe a tweet. Maybe a Facebook post. We want to know. The Tweety thingy. Yes, exactly. That's the voice of Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hannon, and this is What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550, toll free. 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter by going to that website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emails are one topic we're going to tackle today, and whether or not you think your boss, your employer, ought to have access to your email. President Bresciani, Dean Bresciani, the president of NDSU, evidently thinks it's a bad idea for his employer, in this case, the North Dakota University System, to have access to his email. That controversy continues to unfold, and we want to know what you think about that today. Also, the big national story is certainly the Supreme Court's decision. It has split the North Dakota congressional delegation. Heidi Heitkamp is cheerleading this decision by the court, called it a triumph for equality. She needs discrimination, and our government has no business treating the relationships of same-sex couples any different than it treats the relationship I have with my husband. Kevin Kramer says, I'm disappointed in an activist ruling which ignores both the will of the people and of Congress. This does not end the national discussion on this issue. John Hoven says it doesn't directly affect North Dakota, but I'm concerned about the decision by the Supreme Court because it weakened the Defense of Marriage Act. I continue to support and believe the marriage is a unique institution, a union between a man and a woman. Later in the program, Yana Murdahl, State Director for Concerned Women for America, will join us. She says, they say, as a group, that the Supreme Court marriage ruling yesterday will do as much damage to our republic as Roe versus Wade continues to do 40 years later. Who's right? Who is right? What's your opinion? That's what we want to know. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm kind of a little wound up today, but I want to defer to the callers, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. To me, the biggest thing I'm following right now is the ruling against DOMA. I don't care. I don't care for the government telling people what to do. I don't care for the whole thought process that's going into this, other than the fact that I will agree with you, because we've had this discussion in the past, about the term marriage. I think it's dangerous when we start redefining things, and when the government gets involved in redefining what is a construct is wrong. It's no different than if the government comes in and goes, okay, the sky is not blue anymore, the sky is now pink. And that's not right. Am I for gay marriage? Am I for any, you know, if somebody's happy with somebody and it's not affecting somebody else, I don't care.
Yeah, that's a relationship.
Let them have the relationship. I don't care.
What you're defining as a relationship, and I would agree with you, buddy.
It's a relationship, but if you want to take that relationship to the next level, that relationship should be afforded the same respect and the same latitude of a committed relationship that somebody in a committed marriage is. Now, I don't think you should redefine marriage as not between a man and a woman, because that's the social construct that for eons and eons and eons has been the case. Don't redefine that. Call it whatever you will, but they should have that latitude to have the same benefits if you're in that type of a committed relationship, whatever you wind up calling it. If you're in that committed relationship, then you should have those same benefits. Or some people might say not a benefit, but you should have those same accords as everyone else.
Sounds like you're saying marriage is not a benefit.
I'm not married, and there's a reason I'm not married.
Here's the I think I agree with you, because I think where we're saying, number one, there has to be some agreement on basic simple truth, and since the beginning of time, marriage has been between a man and a woman, right? And quite honestly, if that relationship between a man and a woman was none of us would be here without it, right? I mean, because that's how important it is. That's how families are created. That's why we exist. And here's my take on this. We're all fallen in one way or another, and we're certainly not capable of redefining marriage. That's not for human beings to do. That's especially not
for the government to do.
So for a greater part, that's what's happening, though. And that's the danger, and that's where I would agree with the Concerned Women for America and other folks as well. Cardinal Timothy Dolan really came out swinging yesterday. He said it was a tragic day for marriage in our nation. The Supreme Court has dealt a profound injustice to the American people by striking down in part the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The court got it wrong. The federal government ought to respect the truth that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, even where states fail to do so. Who's right on this issue? What do you think? We have the congressional delegation, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer on one side, Heidi Heitkamp on the other. We have obviously all kinds of opinions on this, but what really matters is what the people of the plains think. So we want to know today on the program. And we will be joined later on by Jana Myrdal, who represents Concerned Women for America on this topic. We also have the folks from the State Fair in today. Going to talk about a special event for veterans with the McQuaid softball tournament. We got a lot to cover today on the program. Let's start in Bolton with Francis. Hello, Francis. What's on your mind?
Yes, you talked about marriage. Historically, marriage has been a civil institution. It's the state legislatures that define marriage, and it's the religious institutions have been late to the game here. They didn't really start instituting marriage in church until about the 1600s. The Catholic Church and Martin Luther never thought it was a religious function until late in the Middle Ages. And it's up to the state legislatures. If they want to call gay marriage, it's their authority. And the rest of us should butt out. If these people want to get married, what difference does it make?
Well, I would say the difference it makes, Francis, is that you're allowing a human entity, in this case the Supreme Court, to define marriage. And I don't think it's up for Francis to define it, or Scott to define it, or Steve to define it, or Anthony Kennedy and his cohorts on the Supreme Court. It's not ours to define. Marriage has been since Adam and Eve, since the wedding at Cana. By the way, I would take issue with you on the religious side, because in the case of the Catholic Church, marriage is a sacrament, and that sacrament goes back to the wedding at Cana.
It hasn't always been a sacrament. The only time they had religious weddings, big weddings, was because it was a political union, because the Catholic Church controlled the political process in Europe, and they had these marriage between these political families. That's why they had these church weddings. But for the common man, it wasn't the case. And I agree with you that the Supreme Court should stay out of the definition of marriage, but it is up to the state legislature. They're the ones that define what marriage is. What marriage is a civil contract. That's why you have divorce courts. It's nothing more than that. And if you read, and another thing is, if you read the Bible, there's darn little talk about homosexuality, abortion. Well, darn little talk about sex. There's a lot of talk about being nice to your neighbor, though.
True. Francis, do you think that there should be some form? I don't care if you call it a civil union, whatever the case may be. If somebody wants to have a committed relationship with somebody, let them. And they should have those same benefits.
That's a civil union, though. That's different than marriage. That's where we're parting company with Francis here.
You can call it what you want, I guess. You know, if they want to make a different designation, I don't care. It's whatever the state legislature wants to do, as far as I'm concerned. It's fine with me.
Francis, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, email studio, and whatsonyourmindradio.com. Who do you agree with here? Heidi Heitkamp, John Hoeven, Kevin Kramer, the justices, the bishops? Whose side are you on this particular issue? We want to know what's on your mind. We could try and squeeze in one more call here before the break for a quick headline. Should we do that?
Let's give it a shot.
Ed in Williston, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ed. Hey, Ed. Ed, are you there?
Here.
Now I can hear you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what's next? We're going to let them marry their sisters or their mothers or their dogs? You know, that's what I'm looking at. One's going to lead to another. That's my opinion.
This goes to, I think, your point, Steve, that, once you go down that path, right, that you can say blue isn't blue anymore, blue is red, where do you go?
Leave the definitions alone.
And that's the slippery slope argument that sometimes gets made by folks. Ed, we'll see if others agree with you. Thanks for the call, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, providing experienced, top-quality well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Services, an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the happy camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,287.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,321.31, $660.65 for a half ounce, or $330.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,321.31, $660.65, and $330.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Let's get back to the phones. Karen in Fargo, what is on your mind today? Karen, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Karen. What's on your mind today?
When it was the 70s or 80s, then same-sex couples started raising children. At the time, I thought, well, that's not the ideal. It's better to have a man and a woman raising them. But I thought, well, it's not that bad. That's not what I'm going to put into my list of deep concerns. But it turned out, came out like 10 years ago or whatever, a study that these children actually turned out very well, which at that time I was glad to be wrong.
Well, I think there's plenty of examples of that, although sort of anecdotal. I mean, again, I think we probably can agree the ideal situation is for a home to have a mother and a father, right? Doesn't always happen, and I think there's plenty of examples where it hasn't happened and the kids have turned out fine. But would we agree the ideal situation would be a father and a mother in a home with children?
It's ideal, but it turns out that same-sex couples can also raise children just as good. It's actually just as good a category.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think all the studies have suggested the best scenario is a mother and a father, a mom and a dad raising the children. Again, the difficulty when you start, you know, stating that, what I believe to be pretty black and white research, is that somehow you suggest that any family out there that is not, you know, say, for instance, a mother is widowed, right? And that somehow that family is now lesser than because the dad died. I mean, things happen. And so I don't think it suggests that, it can happen the other way. It does happen. And that's life. And that's what goes on. But I think, I hope we can aspire to say the ideal situation is obviously to have a mom and get to the point where we're dumbing it down.
In the 1980s, I felt it was a bad idea to start out with a same-sex couple, and it wasn't anything close to a man and a woman raising a child, but they did studies, and I now believe that it's an acceptable way to start out, two men, two women raising a child.
Karen, the bottom line,
bottom line, as it comes down to, is that child raised in a nurturing, caring home. And we look at so many examples when that's not the case today, and that's tragic.
Yeah.
But if a same-sex couple can provide a nurturing, caring home, and that child is well taken care of, I don't see a problem with it.
No, I don't either. I don't either. We're talking about two different things here, really. We're talking about, you know, what is marriage ours to redefine? Supreme Court, you and I, anybody else? I want to know what folks think about the Supreme Court decision. I want to know what they think about the reaction to it from our congressional delegation and others. 800-228-0550. Keep going here. Bruce and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Every time I hear Scott talk about something, he's looking for the perfect. Very few things in this world are perfect. I think the solution that they came up with is good. It gives people the advantage of the, you know, 1,200 other things that married people have. It certainly doesn't harm children nearly as much as bad parenting with mixed couples or single parenting. So I'll have to agree with the with Heidi and with the Supreme Court.
All right, Bruce, anything else?
No, that's enough for now.
Bruce, thanks for the phone call. Voice of Reason, I agree with Bruce wholeheartedly. The only thing I might get hung up a little bit on is the redefining, and I don't like when the government goes in and can subjectively redefine things, because it comes down to as simple as, you know, the sky's no longer blue. It's
well, then you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to decide whether you agree with Heidi or not, because Heidi's
I want it both ways. I like Heidi's stance on it. I like Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind's stance on it.
What Heidi is saying is that she's saying by the Supreme Court not defining marriage as anything that anybody decides that it is, that it's discrimination. So you can, on one hand, Steve, say, hey, I don't like the idea of redefining marriage, but on the other hand, Heidi's right, for them to define it as discrimination.
Well, the principle behind that for Heidi, and I don't want to put thoughts into her words without her speaking them herself, but, you know, it's the concept, it's the construct, and I think that is perfectly fine. I'm a big supporter of the construct. I don't care. As long as somebody's happy, they're in a committed relationship, great. Whatever floats your boat. You know, are you going to have your own progeny off of that? No. Is that going to be continued? No. That's a decision you make, and it is your decision. But when you start redefining things, and this is where I really agree with Heidi, is the definitions. And
all right, that's right, folks. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. We have four calls in, waiting to weigh in before the bottom of the hour. How about we get them all in before the bottom? Should we roll.
Let's go to Mike in Las Vegas. You're actually listening on iHeartRadio, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, just real quick, I think, you know, you got to look at some key words in here, and it's gay rights and what the major issue is. I mean, everybody has the right to be loved and to love whoever they want. It comes back to things like benefits, insurance policies, all the different benefits that married couples are afforded that are being denied to gay couples. And so I think that's why it's become such a political, hot ball, you know, being tossed around in the court, is because it comes down to the benefits that are being offered, whether that person is going to get, you know, be the beneficiary on a policy because they're the legal spouse, because they're not going to give a beneficiary or a policy.
Here's what I don't understand on the my only thought on that, Mike, solve that without redefining marriage, right? I mean, that's could they do that? I'd like to think they can. Appreciate the call. We're going to try and get each of you in here for about a half a minute quickly. Jeff in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I'm just calling about this redefinition of marriage. You know what's coming in this country down the road with Sharia law, with all the Muslims they're bringing in. And what they're going to say, if they're going to redefine marriage now between a man and a woman to two men or two women, who's to say what's coming now? You can have two, three, four spouses. You watch what's happening, because we have a radical Muslim in the White House, and by the time he gets done destroying us in this unelected Supreme Court, this is coming in our country, so we better beware. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Craig in Watford City. Craig, what's on your mind?
Hi, the reason Mr. Hovind can come on your station, sir, and on the one hand say that it's fine for 8 million, really a tenth of the population of Mexico, it's 117 million to come into this country while taking offense at homosexuals, which I don't like that either. But the fact is he can do it because the ennobling system of Christianity, and you know, a lot of you guys as churches are in conflict because there are plenty of churches in this country that say it's okay. So they massage it every which way. So, you know, what is it? And, you know, in 1860, God decided he wasn't as racist. In 1965, he decided we were going to have that. And now God decides through his men, if you want to call them that, who think that their system trumps tribalism. It does not. They think that they're going to basically denude this country. It's dysgenic, guys. Obama was a product of this country. He should be bending the corner of cars at 42nd and Broadway.
Thanks for the call. Up against the break, Josh and Williston, Tim and Minot, when we come back, tell you about the State Fair and more. Stay tuned, folks.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Steve Bach and I am Scott Hennen. This is What's On Your Mind. We're live from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and booming to the Bakken on KLTC 1460 down in Dickinson, as well as up in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City on KTGO 1090 Radio. Temp 72 in Bismarck, Fargo 74, Minot 72, Tioga 68. Grand Forks 73, Jamestown 73, Williston 70 degrees on a beautiful Thursday. Back to the phones here before we welcome our next guest, Josh in Williston. What's on your mind?
Just calling about that gay marriage thing that the Supreme Court passed or decided to go with. And I'd just like to mention that from what I've read about it, actually in my experience, we're talking about it all wrong. It's not about gay marriage or gay rights or this or that. It's about a freedom of religion. Where I come from in Washington State, we had this garbage passed by our by the initiative process, and now gay marriage is legal in Washington. I voted against that before I moved out here. But anyway, we over there have a very limited protections now for freedom of religion. There's a local business in Snohomish, Washington, that refused to provide flowers for a gay marriage ceremony or whatever they call it. And they were sued by the Attorney General for the state of Washington for discrimination. Now, this these gay people could talk about rights. It's not about rights. This is just about a huge assault, the biggest assault on the freedom of our right to choose our religion that this country's ever known. I think we're talking about it all wrong, and people need to realize what the true danger is. It's extremely insidious.
Josh, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tim in Minot. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, Heidi Heitkamp was so worried about how the Supreme Court was saying that it would be discrimination to not define marriages between anyone, but to turn that around, wouldn't it be discrimination towards all the people that believe that it's between a man and a woman that marriage is defined? Thank you.
You know, I got an email in, too, from Dennis. Gay marriage is about money, not love. Insurance, benefits, and inheritance after death. If it were only about love, anyone could be married. And I agree with that 100%.
Nate on our Facebook page says she's a complete idiot, referring to Heidi Heitkamp, obviously. A little strong there, Nate, in some of you disagree with. But anyway, he says the reason he's calling her that is because it has nothing to do with discrimination at all. It has to do with what is the best environment for children to grow up into, and a mom and a dad who are married to each other, not a mom and another mom or a dad and another dad or an unmarried mom and dad. A married mom and dad to each other. John says this is another sign we're in the end times, when right considered wrong and evil considered good. David says, I think Republicans need to focus on the budget, immigration, and other key issues rather than the issue of gay rights and abortion. I was raised in a home that believes all people are God's children. He created all people. It's not a choice that gays make. It's how they're wired. Time to deal with it and accept it like all other U.S. citizens. As for abortion, it's legal. Change the law, but get off your high horse. I'm anti-abortion, but it's not my right to tell someone else what to do. The Republican stance on these two issues is why the younger generation is going the liberal way. Time to stop all that BS and hit those key issues. Ben and Driscoll.
A voice of reason. A voice of reason. I love that that Facebooker.
Ben Driscoll, your take. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, to me, I agree with Heidi Heitkamp, and the reason why is because I don't think the government's redefining it. I think the government defined it, made its own definition years ago by making it illegal for them to receive these benefits. You know, because if the government didn't step in and the religious groups didn't step in to make their own definition, they wouldn't be fighting this now. And I kind of feel the same way government always does that. You know, they defined who could vote. You know, they said black people weren't people, they couldn't vote, and then that got changed. And to me, it's the same issue like that, you know.
Thanks for the call.
We're in different times, you know.
Ben, appreciate the call. We'll get one more quick call in here, and we have a guest to talk about some summer fun. Jim and Beulah, you're next.
Well, it's gay marriage. It's mockery of marriage. I'll give you three reasons. One, two, there's a little place called Sodom and Gomorrah that was destroyed because of the immoralness going on. And three, marriage is a union between a man and a woman before God. That's all I got.
Thanks, Jim. You were breaking up a little bit there, but I won't argue with... I will not argue with the definitions, and I think the definitions should be kept the same. We got a guest in the studio, lighten things up a little bit. One of my favorite times of the year coming up right around the corner, and I've got probably, Scott, in the studio with me, the prettiest fair manager you will find anywhere. And yes, I am sucking up, North Dakota State Fair Manager Renee Korsleen. First of all, kudos on the award. Congratulations on picking up a little hardware.
Well, thank you very much.
About the award. What award did Renee get?
I got Fair Person of the Year or Fair Manager of the Year from the Rocky Mount Association of Fairs.
Oh, awesome. How long have you been doing this, Renee?
Well, I've been manager, I think it's about going on 4 years, but I've been with the fair for about 39 years.
So you took over the helm right when you had all the issues with the flooding up in Minot and steering through that. Now, last year, I know I was up there broadcast for the entire week, and things were still a little tenuous. You had everything back in place, but you were kind of, are we back? Do we have everything where it needs to be? That's not a concern this year.
It is not a concern, but you're right. Last year, you know, we knew we had everything fixed, but you still kind of hold your breath because what is the unknown? And it all did work, but this year we are in very good shape, and we are anxious for this fair to start.
Steve and I are headed to Medora tomorrow. Going to broadcast from there, take in the musical, and get you up to speed on the things that are happening on that end of the state. We also want folks to know about the state fair and make some plans to be there. That's why we asked Renee to come on the program. Tell us about this year's fair. What's bigger? What's better? What's on the lineup, Renee?
Well, bigger is again the great artists that are coming to our grandstand this year, July 19th through the 27th. Mark those dates down. But we have a huge grandstand show pass that we are so excited about. We're going to open up with Tim McGraw, and following Tim McGraw on the show pass now, which the next night will be Sunday night of the show pass. That will be Brantley Gilbert. And then Wednesday night, we're going to start our weekend on Wednesday, and that will be Sawyer Brown. Thursday is Scotty McCary. And Friday night is Toby Keith. That'll be Friday the 26th, will be Toby Keith. And then we're going to throw in rock concerts that will have their own package. A Journey is going to play the first Saturday night of the fair, and we expect Journey to be a house full pack. And then you can buy a Creedence Clearwater Revisited ticket with your Journey ticket. Your Creedence ticket is only $10. Your Journey ticket is $65. And if you buy them together, then you get Creedence for $10. So we're really excited about that package also.
Explain this grandstand show pass. How does that work?
You can buy a ticket for $85. You can choose either a reserve seat or a standing down front seat. They're $85. And you can go to all of those shows that I mentioned on the country pass. Plus, you go to two nights of racing. One's IMCA racing, and another night is enduro racing. And all the country concerts, $85 one-time price. That's as much as you pay for just Tim McGraw.
You know, the other side of this, too, is from all the great entertainment, and I know Romeo Entertainment is the group you work with. RJ is a great friend of mine, brings some of the best talent in the country to the North Dakota State Fair, and the shows are incredible. Last year, knocked out of the park. You wanted to go bigger and better because of coming back from the flood. You wanted to make a big splash. Sorry about the pun. But this year, there's no dip in the lineup.
Absolutely not. Bob Romeo and KRJ, they came through again. I am so excited with this lineup. You know, big checkbook, and as long as people continue to support it, and as long as we can give these great prices by doing a show pass, it works for both of us.
You know, that's the amazing part, is you're able to package everything together with the show pass and get these great shows that one great price, where normally you'd pay $85 for a ticket to go to see a Tim McGraw or a Toby Keith and some of these bigger name acts that we keep coming in. It's just the value is incredible. Scott and I had gotten into that discussion a little bit earlier with the economy. You know, a lot of people stay a little bit closer to home. You tend to overlook some of the things in your own backyard. You don't think about the Medoras, and you don't think about the North Dakota State Fair when you live in the state of North Dakota. And this is an opportunity to reconnect and get back to some of that the local entertainment, because I forget all the time. It's like, oh, I've got this in my backyard. I've got this in my backyard. And you don't enjoy some of the things at home because you get enamored with the big travel plans for the summer, and you really don't have to do those.
Well, absolutely, and we have so many things to offer. So if the grandstand and those artists isn't your thing, come out. You don't need to go to the grandstand if you're not interested in those acts. We have so many free stages. Once you come through that gate, you can walk around the fairgrounds all day, and you can go, this year you can come and see a stingray at the North Dakota State Fair. Where have you ever seen a stingray in North Dakota before?
Well, yeah, the alligator guy last year, he was amazing. That guy was nuts.
So we're hoping that everybody comes to see the other things that we have. You know, you think about that Pathways to Fishing area. It's absolutely beautiful. If someone hasn't been out there and seen that during fair, when the kids can learn about fishing, they can learn about hunting, it's a great experience, and they have done a wonderful job, and it's a beautiful place to sit down and rest in the shade. We have the Bengal Tigers are coming, and of course Daryl's Racing Pigs. Daryl's Racing Pigs has been there for 25 years. And the people run when they hear Daryl's voice because they want to come and see those pigs race.
Scott, have you seen the pigs yet?
I have. I love them. They're a blast. And, of course, I was there last year as well, so it was great fun. NDStateFair.com, by the way, the website with all the details on the free stages and the egg exhibits and the all the entertainment. You can buy tickets online, too, right?
Absolutely. They should get buying them, though. Remember last year, that show pass sold out, and we anticipate the same thing happening. So you need to buy that ticket now. Go online and buy it now. And there are hotel rooms in Minot. You can come and stay.
And that's something that's changed a little bit from last year. There were hotel rooms last year, but it was a little tenuous. But this year, Minot's caught up as well. So last year, you guys got caught up. Now Minot's got caught up.
Absolutely. There are hotel rooms. Go to visitminot.org or go on our website, and we'll guide you there. But you can find hotel rooms, and they are at a price you can afford to stay. It's all good.
Renee, thank you very much. NDStateFair.com, all information you need for the North Dakota State Fair this year. Bigger and better than ever, the agriculture. You can find out what days are the theme days, and there's always something going on each and every day. Renee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. See you at the fair.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
What's on your mind after these messages?
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KidLedLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, Boomin' to the Bucket with KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 Radio. Welcome your calls, questions, comments on any and all issues today. We are going to talk a little bit about emails. Should your boss, your employer, be able to access your email at work? President Bershani at NDSU does not think so. Part of the ongoing saga between the battle of the university system and, in this case, president at NDSU. The Forum editorial is on this topic today. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Yana Murdahl will be here later in the program with Concerned Women for America. They likened the decision by the Supreme Court yesterday on marriage, striking down the Defense of Marriage Act, something that Bill Clinton had put forward back in the 90s. Remember, that's who signed the Defense of Marriage Act into law. It was a Bill Clinton initiative in the 90s, and Congress passed it. It became the law of the land, and Congress said, sorry, it's gone.
If I remember correctly, wasn't that bipartisan back in the day?
Well, yeah, Bill Clinton, I think, saw it as politically treacherous for Democrats not to be on the side of marriage being between a man and a woman, and so put that issue forward. And
most Democrats were on board with it.
Absolutely.
At one point.
Yeah. No, it was, as I say, it was
So why is it divisive politically now?
I think people see society changing. I think the views of a lot of the polling suggests people are sort of worn down by this. That's, I think quite honestly, this is a case of people not wanting to be seen as being politically incorrect. I have a gay sister.
Right.
Love my sister, and
so do I.
So it's difficult to you know. I think people are uncomfortable with the topic, so you just say, "Well, whatever, fine, I don't care, just make it go away," right? We just, yet it is, I believe, a real dent in the culture when we start saying it's up to us to redefine this institution that has been what it is since the beginning of time. I think there's a way to solve this, and I think, quite honestly, the folks that I would fairly call the activists. In other words, the people that were jumping up and down yesterday at the Supreme Court. I don't know if you saw any of the scenes out there, but it was quite the deal. The people that make
the wheel always gets the oil.
The people that make it their life to go out there and want to redefine marriage, they don't want this issue to be solved in a reasonable way. Like saying, for instance, hey, if you're in a same-sex relationship, you ought to be afforded the same rights that anybody that's married. In other words, take away the, what's the problem? What are the issues? Well, these two people are in a same-sex relationship. They want to be treated, for instance, if one or the other has medical issues, to be able to share that information or financial thing. Fix all that by not redefining marriage, but rather by calling them a civil union. They don't want that. The activists don't want that. They want to redefine what I think, Steve, you and I agree on, that the definition of marriage. This is an agenda. And I think, by and large, the people get worn down by it. They just get worn out by it. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening to our culture right now.
Is that part of the plan? But isn't that part of the plan when you have an agenda? It seems like so many times in this country, that's part of the plan. You wear them down over time and chip away and erode until you get your way.
Yeah. And you know what? I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 in the states where gay marriage is legal. Now Minnesota is an example, and Massachusetts, and a handful of states around the country. Oh, you've totaled up all the folks that say, "Oh, it's legal now. I want to get married in a same-sex relationship." The number's like 100,000. It's not a big number. You know what I mean? In other words, there's not this. It's squeaky wheel. Going back to your point, is what's going on, and the squeaky wheel says, "All right, we're going to redefine what is marriage." That's what's dangerous here. In my
opinion. The other side of that, if it's such a small number, why is it such a big deal?
I agree. Well, you know, there again, because the activist, the squeaky wheel, wants it to be a big deal. They want.
Can't you let somebody be happy? If
front
it makes
page
you
of
happy.
The front page of USA Today is two guys kissing. Right? There's an Associated Press story out there with two moms, one holding a little baby, kissing. I mean, this is just in-your-face activism that is, trying to normalize something that really isn't that big of a push. Even in the state, like I say, the states where it's legal, a small number of folks have undertaken this. Now, I would also say this about opponents of gay marriage. I don't think opponents of gay marriage do enough to say, you know what, it's wrong for someone outside of a marriage between a man and a woman to engage in another relationship. In other words, adultery. In other words, we sort of want to put gay marriage on the platform as saying how horrible that is, but not say, well, wait a minute, it's just as bad. Why is it wrong? It's wrong because it is not a marriage between a man and a woman, and it's saying we believe marriage to be sacrosanct. Well, a much bigger problem in this country than gay marriage, if you believe that to be a problem, is, for instance, adultery or children born out of wedlock. That's just as much of a threat to the institution of marriage and the definition of marriage. So that's one area I don't think opponents of gay marriage do well.
People get hung up on pointing fingers, and ultimately, if you take it from the side of the religious argument, you're not the one to be casting stones anyway. It's not your job to judge.
Anyway, more on that with Yana Myrtle at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, let's tackle this email debate. Can the boss snoop on your email? Or is that out of bounds? Let's talk about that when we come back. What's on your mind? Let us know.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.